If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
That's right, talking strategy, buckets, investing. It's everything that we do on this program, and there's a reason we do everything we do on this program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. I think that what showed, and I hope you, if you saw or heard last hour regarding this whole idea of sequence of returns, that's why we do what we do on this show. Now, for those of you who just tuned in, you missed a great discussion. You can check it out perhaps after the show at wealthed.com. But in the meantime, we have a couple of questions from people who have asked us over the years. In fact, one that came in here over the top of the hour. And it will relate to what we were speaking with in a previous hour, which had to do with the idea of sequence of returns risk. That is to say, if you happen to retire at the wrong time, and by the wrong time I mean your portfolio takes a nosedive because the markets went south within the first, you know, few years of retirement, and all it takes is a couple of years, if that happens, the risk that you run out of money is greatly enhanced if you're taking distributions from your portfolio the wrong way. Now, you could decide, well, if the market takes a dive and I'm going to just take money out of my volatile portfolio, sell stocks when I need them, when I need the money. But instead, I'll just take less money if I have to. Instead of taking, yeah, I don't know, you know, 30 grand out or something out of my portfolio this year, markets were down, I'll take 20, I guess.
That is a plan. That is a strategy.
That is a strategy. And by the way, if you do that, you won't run out of money because you're taking a set percentage each time.
If the money you were taking out to, from your portfolio was to pay bills, you may get evicted or foreclosed or
get those second and third notices saying, you know, out you go. Yes, water being shut off tomorrow. Electric lights, forget about it.
Even if you don't have those issues happen.
It could.
Do you want the market to be in control of when you can and cannot do what you want to do in retirement? Retirement's about doing what you want to do, not waking up with the alarm clock to go to work, I guess. I haven't gotten that far yet. It's a matter of, do you want something else, something outside of your control? We have enough that's outside of our control. Our health is outside of our control in many respects. Somewhat controllable, somewhat not controllable. Do we want to put something else in our financial world outside of our control? And that's our distribution strategy. And that's our financial well-being. Do you want to put it outside of your control? Or would you rather have a little bit of control over at least something in your life?
I'd say, no, I don't want this out of control. I don't want to suggest, I don't want to take my retirement money I've been saving for 30 years or 40 years, whatever it is, and leave it to chance. I just don't want to do that. Now, if I don't want to leave it to chance, and I would like some certainty and some control over my portfolio, well, it's got to be a trade-off somewhere. I mean, nothing's free. So I'll say, okay, well, rather than risk gambling, I'll try to keep more of my money, which might mean that if the markets just go gangbusters over the next 10, 15, 20 years, I could have had more, maybe even a lot more. I don't know. But I'm willing to sort of forget about that. I don't have to be a billionaire when I'm 95 years old.
And it's not you that you're shortchanging in that respect so much, is it?
Your
legacy is a little short.
It's your heirs. But honestly, your retirement is about you. Your retirement is about making sure that you don't run out of money.
Now, no strategy guarantees that you can't screw it up. no strategy guarantees that something happens that we can't even fathom right now and messes up things.
No.
But you can take at least some control over the things we know are out there. And we know volatility is one of those things. So
yes,
let's at least control it to as much of the extent as
so,
we can.
So how do you do that? Well, we address that, and I'll just go over it very quickly. You might have guessed. Oh, and by the way, I should give the phone numbers.
Give the phone numbers, John.
All right. Here are the phone numbers. Well, there's only one. Now there are seven numbers. I don't know. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. 877-752-6637. We'll be happy to talk to you folks about whatever's on your mind. Doesn't have to be strategy buckets, but this is really what we specialize in. And if you want to email us, yes, we'll do some emails coming up. WealthEd.com. Go there to our website, WealthEd.com, at the link that says Find Your Answer. And you can email us. And you can also, by the way, speak with Professor Plum off the air. Here's the other number, just to keep handy. Actually, it's a number you should be calling. Not just keep handy. Give them a call and talk to them about this very thing we're pounding into everybody's head. 800-644-1150. That's your off-air number for your folks watching and listening. It's the back office hotline to speak with an advisor like Professor Plum or Professor Plum when he's off the air and talk to them about your strategy. You don't want the markets to dictate when you can retire, and you don't want the markets to dictate how much money you should be able to take out of your portfolio. 800-644-1150. Now, I should say this. You can't go gangbusters and say, I want to take 15% out of my portfolio every year and have it last. Okay? I mean, you can't.
It'll last for what, 7 years? 6 years?
If you earn zero, yeah, it will. But that's not a strategy. That's not a strategy. But on the other hand, you don't want to have to take 1.9% out of a portfolio for the rest of your life because you're afraid that something could happen to the markets. That's why we talk about this stuff. It's why we do a buckets strategy.
Now, that 1.9 was plus inflation each year.
So you could take a little more. So if I have $1 million, my $19,000 a year?
Goes up to 19.6.
It hardly seems fair. Here I worked all those years, and I made $1 million. I did great. You know, some luck.
Not only did you make $1 million, you saved and put aside $1 million.
That's what I mean. I started maybe with nothing. I built $1 million one way or another, and now my reward is $19,000 a year plus inflation, maybe slightly. When am I going to be able to take something, above $30,000? It's going to be a
while.
You don't want that. That's why we talk about the solution. The solution, folks, is what we call buckets. I mean, that's our mantra here, buckets. What does it mean? It means segmenting off, Professor Plum, segmenting off a certain portion of your portfolio that is unaffected by the markets. And, by the way, taking your yearly income, or whatever it is, to pay your short-term bills out of that. Now, what's going to happen? You're going to be spending a portfolio, section of your portfolio, that's earning close to nothing,
but
maybe one or
not
two.
Losing
but
anything.
It's not losing anything. Now, well, here's what also is going to happen, by the way. That portfolio that you're spending that's earning close to nothing, you're going to spend it all the way down to nothing. Yeah, you're going to spend principal all the way down. I mean, in theory.
You're going to spend it down.
You're going to spend it down.
The key there is you're managing and monitoring the rest of the portfolio. If the markets don't go negative right away and they go crazy right away, we can always take profits and refill what we spent out of bucket number one. We can always value average at that time. But if the markets have some bad years and they're not keeping up with expectations, we don't have to sell out of them when they're lower than expected. That's the key right there.
That is the key. Okay, let me add this to that, Professor Plum. Keeping an eye on a portfolio, a bucket strategy, is a lot more work intensive, let's say, than somebody who just wants to do a little pie chart on a computer, take 10 minutes, rebalance.
Well, a pie chart you can do and set it and forget it and have a computer manage it for you going forward, and your advisor can be on a golf course by noon every day.
Right.
That's not the way it works. It takes a little bit more to do what you need done.
A lot more.
That portfolio can work for a long period of time, but the reality is you're going to want to change that from time to time too. You're going to want to be studying the economics of all the different markets, the management of all the different funds, the management of all the individual different stocks, what's happening with their segment of the world, how they relate to other segments of the world, other segments within the domestic and the international exposure, how they go together. Because the idea is to be able to try to get a reasonable rate of return, but also reduce that downside volatility. You're trying to reduce your exposure to volatility in a couple different ways. One of them is by setting up a proper bucket strategy and not spending money out of a volatile area. The other is to take that volatile area, try to get the returns that you need to get, and reduce the risk within it. Now, you're not taking away the risk. You're just lessening, hopefully, lessening the downside impact on it. And that's why there's a statistic, and again, terminology that some people will just run away from. Upside and downside capture ratios. I love these things.
It's right out of the textbook.
It's looking back, and so it isn't a great necessary indicator of forward, but it is one that we can look at and say, how did that particular security do? Specifically your portfolio. How did your portfolio do compared to what you're trying to beat? Now, if you're looking at the market, if you're benchmarking yourself to the global index, to the domestic index, pick your index, you're looking at how much of the upside, when the markets are going up, how much of the up did we get? And on the downside, how much of the down did we experience? What you want is to have close to, if not better than, the 100% on the upside, but less on the downside. Why? Because when you dig a hole, it's much easier to get out of a small hole than a big hole. And the markets dig big holes.
Yes, as we've seen. And if it happens early on, you may never get out. 877-PLANNER. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, talking buckets, strategy, and investing with you when we return.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. Wealthed.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com, BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Bucket strategy, investing. It's all about buckets and strategy and investing. And we do talk about buckets and strategy, as we have been for pretty much most of the day today. Important stuff that you need to know about. But of course, it's more than just, we'll talk about this on some future shows. But it is more than just buckets and strategy. Half of it is the buckets and the strategy. And the other half, Professor Plum, which we don't talk a lot about on the show, but we're going to as we add some more folks and talk about the investing side, because the investing side of this is important. I mentioned the diligence it takes. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing with regard to the strategy. You got to keep an eye on it and watch where the markets are.
Have somebody managing your portfolio if you want to do it right.
Exactly. It just takes more work than a lot of advisors are willing to do. Not us, because we do it all the time.
Well, it's a lot more work than a lot of advisors can do. Many advisors, their job is to talk to you about your goals, setting up your strategy, talking about your taxes, your Social Security, all these different things that takes time throughout the day. How much time over and above that can they... And to be honest, many advisors have a lot of their day. It's kind of like politicians. They're trying to find more people to talk to. And so how much time in their day do they have to analyze the markets, to analyze the portfolio, the interrelationship between the different securities?
Very little.
That's a full-time job in and of itself.
That's exactly correct, Professor Plum. And so it helps to have a dedicated team of people who don't have to worry about the planning side of it. They just focus on the investing side of it. And so that's kind of what we do here. And I know the folks at Lucia Capital Group, they do that. They base their sort of liability-driven investing strategy, which is what we call the buckets, meaning we match your assets to your liabilities. They match it with an investment team that kind of understands how all this works together. And so it's the integration of the two. And I want to talk more about that later on, but I think I should mention that you have investing and planning together in one. And that's an important part of it. Now, we had a question on this whole idea, Professor Plum, of getting in at the wrong time. And by the wrong time, I mean the markets just happened to,
Top out
when you retired. We had a question about investing a lump sum all at once. Is it better to invest a lump sum all at once or stage it in over time? Heard you talking about sequence of returns, and it seemed to me this was an appropriate question, which is exactly, I think, it kind of matches what we're talking about.
So it's a matter of you took a lump sum from your pension instead of taking the monthly payment. You received an inheritance, and that inheritance now allows you to retire where you weren't eligible to retire before. First and foremost, you should employ a strategy. The strategy identifies how to invest the funds. The strategy identifies how much money should be in safe money, moderate investments, alternatives, long-term growth investments. And so what it's doing is it is telling you how much money you should have in stocks, bonds, real estate, cash, other investments of that nature, whether you do any lifetime income. So it's outlining what you should have. The key where most people are going to have this question is you've inherited X amount of dollars and the strategy calls for 30% of that number to be invested for the long term, to be invested in stocks, the volatile stuff, the stuff where the market could go against you in the near future. You've identified, though, that you have the ability financially to hold out on that money for at least 15 plus years. So the question isn't necessarily, can you invest in a lump sum with that $300,000 or that 30%? It's, do you want to? You know that based on the strategy, you can afford to, because you have identified that you can withstand the risk that is associated with that type of an investment. Now the question is, can you emotionally withstand that risk? You can put the money in lump sum. Out of that $1 million you inherited, you wanted to put the portfolio, or the strategy identifies that $300 can be a long-term diversified growth portfolio. Yes, you can put it in all up front. And since the market is up more often than it's down, you'll probably will do fine with that aspect, even in the short run. The problem is, I didn't say guaranteed.
Nope.
And I said it is normally up more often than it's down, especially year to year to year to year. There's more up years than down years. It's just that when those down years happen, they happen and they hurt. And they happen and they hurt a lot in many respects. And we were talking about two different investors over a 30-year period of time, and both of them experienced four very bad years in their 30-year environment. One of them experienced it in the first 10 years, the other one experienced it in the last 10 years. But that meant that over those two 30-year periods of time that we were talking about, there were 26 positive years and only four bad years. Are you Murphy's Law?
Yeah.
Probably. Because you have identified, the strategy has taken into consideration that you are Murphy's Law, that the day after you invest that lump sum, it's going to go down, and yet you still have the time horizon to allow the money to recover before you need to start selling out of it. But if you are of the emotional type that says, I can't handle that, I know that if the market drops by 10, 15, 20% or whatever the threshold is, I'm going to sell out just because I'm afraid of it. Well, then, now you would want to stage it in. Now, how long of it? The problem with once you've decided that you don't want to put the lump sum in, even though you could, because the strategy said you could, is how long do you dollar cost average? I'm going to put, in my hypothetical example, $300,000 into long-term growth. Do I put it in $50,000 a month over the next 6 months? Do I put it in $10,000 a month over the next 30 months? Do I put it in over the, how long of a period of time do I stage it in? And if I really am Murphy's Law, the market will remain on a potentially upswing right until the end of the time. I will have missed out on the run. So I put in, you know, $20,000 a month for the next 60 months. I put in $20,000. The market goes up. I could have made some. I got $480,000 sitting on the, or $280,000 sitting on the side, or whatever many months it took. Every month it's going up. I could have been making money on those.
So you're saying,
and then as soon as I get it all invested, then it drops.
You're saying either way.
I'm done either way. So you identify it by the strategy, and then you create your own implementation strategy to appease your stomach. I will say that most of the time, and not all of the time, most of the time putting it in, once you've identified that you have an appropriate time horizon, putting it all up front is fine. As long as you do not pull the money out after 1 year because you started investing in 2007. You started investing at the wrong time. You started investing in 1969, like Mr. Smith did that we were talking about last hour. And the first year, the portfolio went down 2.6%. And then 5 years later, it went down by 6, and then went down by 12. But over the 10-year, 15-year time horizon that you needed it to work for you, it did okay. As long as you didn't sell out of it in the middle. As long as you didn't sell out of it when it was going down. As long as you didn't need to or want to or emotionally scare yourself into selling when it... Now, we're not talking about an individual stock, because they can go down and never come back. But markets as a whole, we have never seen a period of time where the markets haven't recovered. It's just a matter of how long it takes to recover. Market crashed, we can say that, in 2008, right? Are we better off today than we were in 2008 if we had stayed invested? It's recovered already. Faster than we expected, actually.
That's right. Timing, you just can't do it. You can't do it. It's impossible. I mean, over the long term. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, emails, phone calls. When we come back, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing continues.
baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum, representatives.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.67%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Emails, we'll get to those here in just a moment. If you want to add to the email stack, you can go to our website, wealthed.com, at the link that says Find Your Answer. You can't miss that. Also, something else you can't miss at wealthed.com is the webinar that's still up there for not too much longer, but I won't tell you how much longer because nobody tells me. But you can watch it right now on demand. It's the Social Security webinar, actually entitled, specifically entitled, Nine Vital Steps to Navigating Social Security, starring Ray Lucia Jr., Professor Rick Plum, talking about the nine vital steps that we believe are at least the building blocks, the foundation, the basics. This free webinar explains it. It's a quick one, 15 minutes or less. You can be in and out of there. Well, you don't just watch it anytime you want. You can stop, come back to it. I would suggest you watch it all the way through once, maybe take a few notes, or at least understand what questions you have. And if you have any questions on that, you could watch it. We get people emailing us. In fact, we're going to get to an email or two on that very topic coming up in just a moment. But go to wealthed.com. It's free. Just log in. We'll show you how to do it, and you can watch it on demand at wealthed.com. I noticed that after we put that up, that the amount of emails we get, the Social Security email, the ratio of Social Security emails to non-Social Security emails went up considerably. So we see that, or possibly down. Anyway, we're getting more Social Security emails than we normally do. But that's fine. That's fine. That's why you watch that webinar. All right? So I'm going to go through a couple of these, Professor Plum. Sergio in Alhambra, California, says, I'm 57 years old. I will be eligible to receive my Social Security benefit in about 4 years. My benefit at 62 will be $1,700, and then at age 67, it's $2,470. My wife is age 72, been receiving $420 a month for the last 10 years. Will she be eligible to receive a spousal benefit?
When you ultimately do apply for a benefit, there may be some amount that she's going to receive. Yeah, some amount. Yeah, it's going to be a decent amount, actually. She started receiving her benefit early at age 62. You said she's 72 now. She's been receiving a benefit for 10 years. I'm just going with what you said. And so her benefit right now is, what'd you say?
$420 a month.
So, $420. Her full retirement age benefit would have been about $560 if she'd waited until 66. Now, when you start taking your benefit, since she is past her full retirement age, she'll be eligible for up to 50% of your full retirement age benefit, but that spousal benefit will be reduced by the discount she took in her benefit. She took a $140 discount in her benefit by taking it early. That $140 is going to stay with the other side. Now, your benefit is expected to be a little over $2,400. Therefore, the spousal benefit would have been about, $1,240, give or take. And
$1,235.
Okay, I know, but I was doing $1,240 on purpose.
I'm just pulling a Professor Plum on you.
She would lose about $140 of that benefit, so she would,
I get it.
She would receive a combined benefit of around $1,100. Still a nice increase. Now, whether you wait to take your benefit at 66 or at 67, your full retirement age, or later, is going to be up to you. But you would be giving up, the longer you wait, the longer it takes for her to get a benefit as well. You take your benefit at age 62, you're going to get $1,700 a month. But by you taking it at 62, she picks up, what is that, $600 a month? $700 a month? So you would be getting $2,400 a month. So because she starts receiving a spousal benefit. So we have to look at a lot of different aspects here. How long might you live? Unfortunately, we have to look at mortality for her as well. She's a couple years older than you. So
not sure
how
makes
long
sense.
Will that extra $700 last? Because if she passes before you do, that $700 drops off. Now you're stuck with $1,700 for the rest of your life, plus cost of living allowance. If she's very, very healthy, and she's going to live a really, really, really long time, it might make sense to take it early.
I'm just eyeballing this, Professor Plum. It seems to me it doesn't pan out because of the difference in age. She will be, 5 years from now, is the earliest she could start taking the spousal benefit, and she'll be 77 at
right.
that time.
I know.
And, okay, well, she gets to start getting the extra $700 a month or so from the spousal benefit, but now he's got a $1,700, and whenever that $700 drops off, as you said, he's going to go back to that.
His age, 74, 75, is the area where waiting starts to make sense.
Yeah. Now, if the ages were reversed, it might be different, but they're not. She can't take it until... what do you think? Eyeballing it for me, I'd say it's better if she doesn't take it.
In most situations, I'm going to say he's going to base it on his life expectancy. And if his life expectancy is better than 75-ish, it's better for him to wait. Give up the money early to be able to get more money later. And but we have to look at life expectancy. I've mentioned a friend of mine who's 56 right now, and he says he's older than any male in his family's ever made it. So he's not expecting 75, 80.
What are they? Wow, really? That's interesting.
They
aren't hard living, pushing the envelope.
They didn't. Well, I know he's not. I mean, he's not a daredevil. They didn't die by accident. So
okay, that's what I was wondering. I mean, are they one of the flying Walendas? Are they tightrope walkers?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, health issues.
They
all
weren't dummies. Crash test dummies.
I gotcha. Well, that is something you gotta if you could.
Well, if you look at your family history. Oh, mom and dad, passed away a long time ago. Oh, health history is not good. No, they were in a car accident.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we can't really get a good gauge on your health history.
You can't. So it can be difficult. You sometimes have to go back. But longevity does play a role.
It does, but most of the time in this situation, 74, 75, 76 is not that hard to get to from today's retirees. Most are living significantly longer than that. But not everybody, and we have to play the odds.
Now, I have said in the past, and I don't know how accurate it is, but I've said in the past, Professor Plum, that if you're trying to decide, do I take my Social Security at 62 or 67 or 66 or 70 or somewhere in between, that, I mean, the way it's set up, you're probably not going to go wrong, especially if you're single, you're probably not going to go wrong with whatever you get. I mean, once you're gone, it's not going to matter. I just don't think it's that important. When you get into a spousal situation with Social Security.
Well, you're saying just on a purely individual situation where there's no spousal survivor benefits.
Right. So if, let's say, I take it age 62 and then I wind up living, to be 98 or whatever it is.
At age 84, did you say, man, I really messed up that decision?
Yeah, probably not. I mean, you could have had more. But honestly, I for most people, I don't think it matters. But in this case, when it actually can, because if she starts getting the $700 a month at age 77, and something happened where she lived, normal life expectancy to maybe age 83, and I don't know what it is, 82, 83, that $700 a month goes away, and then Sergio is stuck back
at $1,700 for the rest of his life.
Yeah, plus COLA, but it's the same thing. You're stuck with that, and then now if Sergio didn't last long, then maybe it didn't matter.
It's all about Serge.
When it comes right down to it, yeah. All right. Hope that helps, Sergio. I know that email's been here for a little while. Okay, so I'd hang on for another email in just a moment. I wanted to give you this. We're going to do trivia in the next segment, but I have this one that just crossed my desk, and we'll see what this means to anybody. Do you remember health savings accounts?
Yeah, they're out there still.
They're still out there. Oddly enough.
HSAs.
We have not heard a whole lot about HSAs.
They came in with President Clinton, right?
Don't know when they came in. It was the first I heard about them was late Clinton, early
W. I think President Clinton was the one that instituted them, and they were expecting them to, they put a cap on how many of the, it was almost like a test period. We can't have any more than X number, and we've never even come close to the cap. They
right.
should have taken off.
Right. It's like limiting the number of Charger fans, into a stadium, right? I mean, please, we cannot accept more than 27,000 at this time. And anyway, okay, here's the deal. HSA balances, the balances in a health savings account increased in 2016. EBRI tells us that the two-thirds of account holders ended 2016 with positive net contributions, meaning that annual contributions were higher than annual distributions. Right. So they're putting money in. Over 90% of HSAs with individual or employer contributions in 2016 ended the year with funds to roll over for future expenses, which is how it works. At the end of 2016, the average health savings account balance among account holders with individual or employer contributions in 2016 was $2,532. The beginning of the year, it was $1,604.
Now, that doesn't mean that healthcare expenses went down.
No, it means
it
wasn't used.
They weren't using the HSA to pay the current expense.
Right. HSAs can, in many cases, still be a really good deal.
Oh, yes, depending upon the cost of the high-deductible health insurance that goes along with it.
Right, exactly. And it seems that deductibles are getting higher and higher no matter which way you turn, you know, especially for, you know, on the ACA. I don't know. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. More trivia, phone calls, and emails when we come back.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Free Portfolio Review at WealthEd.com, WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help. help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Well, since we didn't play Stay With Me by Faces, we're going to have a show here tomorrow, Professor Rick Plum. You and I, coming back for more. Not yet. Not yet. I sure hope you heard today's discussion, because it's such important strategy stuff, folks. It is important strategy. And if you missed it or if you didn't understand some of it, that sequence of returns and how you avoid that, your best bet is to get in touch with the professor off the air. I'll tell you how to do that in just a little bit. But it's important strategy stuff. And we're going to get into more tomorrow. It was one of our favorite topics today, by the way, the whole idea of sequence of returns, because as we said, sequence of returns is one of the reasons we set up buckets in the first place. It's one of the primary reasons to deal with that. You don't want to have to worry about retiring at the wrong time. Anyway, coming up on this program tomorrow, we're going to be adding the aspect of buckets, and we're going to be talking, this is just kind of a nice theme as we go through, all right? We talked about buckets being the potential solution, or at least one of the solutions potentially to a sequence of returns risk. Tomorrow, getting into the actual buckets, blending of the buckets. We're talking about what? Putting bucket one in bucket two, Professor Plum?
Sure, or three.
Or three.
Alternatives, lifetime income.
Right.
Where should you take your distribution from? Taxable or maybe not so taxable?
You may have assets in bucket three that could, you know, help you in bucket one. And that's what we're talking about. So that'll be coming up tomorrow. All right, we'll get some trivia in just a little bit and more, et cetera. 877-PLANNER. I don't know who's next, so I will go to, I guess, Henry in Portland. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
How can we help you today, my friend?
Well, I'm retired. I'll be turning 62 in January. And I was planning on taking collecting Social Security at 62.
Okay.
Just because I don't need the money, and why not enjoy it while I'm a little bit younger?
Okay.
That's my rationale. However, I also have money in retirement that is money market that I'm getting a little bit each month. So I'm withdrawing some each month to supplement our other income.
Right.
Okay, so I got to thinking about it and thought, well, why don't I wait till a full retirement age and just start collecting the equivalent of what I'd get at 62 out of my money market funds and let the retirement accumulate so I can collect more at full retirement.
Now, Henry, you mentioned our retirement. Are you married?
Yes.
How old is your spouse?
She's 9.5 years younger than me.
Oh, so quite a bit younger. Now, between the two of you, who has the better Social Security benefit, you or her?
I do.
Significantly better?
I haven't looked at hers.
But you were the higher wage earner through the years?
Yes, uh-huh.
So it's likely that your benefit will be higher than hers. And so when we look at the benefits, and whether to take it early or not. We look at how long will that benefit last. Obviously, if you take it at 62, there's a reduction. If you take it at 66, it's the full benefit. If you take it at age 70, it's enhanced, and you get a lot more. But if you don't live very long, you don't get a lot more for very long. But in your case, it's not just you. It's you and your spouse. And your benefit, being the larger of the two, will continue for as long as either one of you are alive. And the fact that you're 9 years older than your spouse, it could be, if she has normal to good longevity, your benefit could last for a long time. Meaning, if you, even if you wait, if you waited until 70 and you passed away at 72, which we don't want, we want you to live a long time, your spouse could continue to receive that benefit. At that time, she's only, what, 60-something? She could wait till full retirement age, and she could take that benefit for another 30 years, 20 years. That benefit may continue for a really, really long time. So if your spouse has good longevity, I would consider waiting just to allow for the higher survivor benefit for her. I'm planning on doing that in my life. Now, I have not had the option to make that decision yet, so I can't say for a fact that when I get to that age that I'm going to make that decision, but right now that's what I'm planning on doing. I'm planning on postponing taking my Social Security benefit to as late as age 70, not because I think I'm going to live all that, you know, tremendously into my hundreds or anything like that, but my spouse, who is 2 years younger than me, I do expect her to live into her 90s or better, and my benefit will continue for her for that entire time. So my break-even age of my age 81, 82, 83, somewhere in there, I expect her to outlive that by 10 years or more. So I do think that for me, it's going to make sense. And I think for you, if there's longevity on her side, even average life expectancy on her side, average life expectancy for her of 83, 84 puts your benefit lasting until you would have been 93. That's financially efficient in your benefit to wait.
Okay.
The idea is to make the benefit last as long as possible, and it, by doing so, making that benefit as large as you can, as you conceivably can.
Right. By your waiting, it grows quite a bit. And it's, you know, if you make it to age 80 and then pass away, she's 71, she loses her benefit, she picks up your much higher benefit for the rest of her life. Your benefit lasts for a long time.
Well, yeah, I get that, but in the meantime, I'm between 62 and 66 and a half. I'll be taking additional $1,200 out of our money market.
Yep, you will. And in the long run, it will be rewarded. In the short run, okay. It doesn't work worth a dang.
So you got to live at least what?
Well, she
needs to live. Somebody's got to live, right?
Until he's at least, until he would have been, or he is at least 83, 84, 85.
Right.
So if he makes it to 85 or later, she makes it to 76 or later. It was a good deal.
Right. So I don't know what the odds are, Henry, but you could maybe calculate that into the decision, or at least figure that. Does that help you out?
Yes. Yes, it does. Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. That perspective.
Sure. All right. Well, if you need some more help, Henry, I'm out of time here at the top of the hour, but you can hold on, and we'll talk to you more about this off the air. It's a decision that has to be made. And yes, as you said, you're going to have to make up that money somewhere between age 62, when you would have had Social Security doing it for you, and 67.
Right. So he's going to pull it out of his portfolio. So he's going to draw his portfolio down over the next 4.5 to 8 years. But then after that, he won't have to take very much out of the portfolio again.
As Social Security takes over from there.
And pays a lot more than... Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, by the time he gets to take his age 70 benefit, she's almost ready to take her benefit.
Out of time. Good point. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, talk about this stuff to Professor Plum. 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. We are out of time. For Professor Rick Plum, Johnny Dean, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.